News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow evening, the Sol Ross Camp of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans in Bryan College Station are having a public program at the Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse in downtown Bryan. And the program is titled The Black Soldier in the War Between the States. And joining me to visit a little bit about that is Bill Boyd, who's the camp commander. Bill, if you can explain a little bit about what will be going on tomorrow night.
We have three gentlemen coming in, Bob Harrison from Virginia Beach, Virginia, Steve Holmes from Houston, and Jeff Murrow from Houston. The program is about the black soldiers' participation in the war between the states. And it's not properly well known that there were, beside the Union forces that were eventually raised after 1863, there was a significant number of blacks in the Confederate Army in all sorts of capacities, from trigger pullers to wagon masters and ditch diggers and all the rest of them in logistics, and that qualifies as being in the Army, in anybody's Army, in any era. So Mr. Harrison is a black fellow who does reenacting in the guise, in his public persona, as a reenactor of a known black Confederate who was captured and then escaped from Union captivity. Steve Holmes is a direct descendant of a black Union Army person, and he's on the board of the Buffalo Soldiers Museum in Houston, which is dedicated to, Buffalo Soldiers Museum is dedicated to the heritage and honor of black soldiers starting in the Civil War era and going all the way through the late 1800s in the Indian Wars. And Jeff Murrow, who is an amateur historian and has written a number of books, does some reenacting and that sort of stuff, but he is a direct descendant of the last Confederate governor in the state of Texas, Pendleton Murrow. And Pendleton Murrow's chief of staff was a black major. He was the highest ranking black man in the Confederate Army that we know of. So all of these gentlemen have direct ties to people who were involved in that conflagration and can talk to the black experience from one perspective or another in the war. And our purpose is to educate and make known to all that significant contribution to both sides. And that contribution changed the nature of the perception by the public of blacks' functionality. There was a lot of people who thought they couldn't function, they couldn't think, they couldn't do a whole bunch of other stuff. And obviously, to be able to do what it takes in military service, they did a very good job, and they were well thought of. And we had two that were here in Brazos County. A fellow named Frank Sims, who is buried in the black cemetery at Edge. And there is a fellow named Henson Williams, who we have a newspaper article about his killing in 1900 in Milliken, but he is not in a marked grave. We do not know where he is. But both of those have been identified from records as having served in the Confederacy and were black men.
Again, visiting with Bill Boyd of the Sol Ross Camp of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. This is a program that the public is invited to watch, and this is tomorrow evening. The program actually starting at 7. This will be in downtown Bryan at Longhorn Tavern Steakhouse. Yeah, what kind of crowd do you expect?
Well, the feedback we have already, there will be quite a crowd. Our typical is 25 to 35 or something, and so I will probably bump that up to maybe 50, 55, or maybe more as far as I know. But we've gotten a lot of good feedback and people saying they want to come and visit that. Tomorrow during the day, my Lieutenant Commander Bob Marcott and the three gentlemen will be at the Southwood Valley Elementary School over in College Station doing a talk for, I think, the whole assembled class, the whole assembled school. And so we're trying to get out in the public and a little bit beyond the venue tomorrow evening.
How do you all plan to communicate to youngsters about what happened in the 1850s and 60s and beyond?
Well, I have not seen Mr. Harrison's presentation. I've seen Steve Holmes talk about his experience or his family's experience, and I've seen Jeff Murrow. I think both Bob and Steve are going to be in uniform, and that brings home not just an idea that these guys did this, but they dress differently, they talk differently, And it will be kind of a reenactor's thing. They won't have black powder arms with them because that's part of the stipulation. But they'll be in uniform.
And then this series of programs tomorrow taking place during February, which is known nationally as National Black History Month.
Correct.
Intentional timing with the program?
Yes, it is. We want to honor people. The Sons of Confederate Veterans is about honoring veterans in the Confederate Army, and we want to honor all veterans. And the black contribution is not well known in either the white or the black community as far as that goes, and it's a significant part. They were a big piece, and one of the things that's not well known is that from almost day one, and I'm talking literally from about June of 1861, there were black people volunteering to join the Army. There were people that put together black militia units all over the South, and they were in all kinds of capacities, everywhere from servants who went with their owners to free men of color who brought forth all the things that you can do, buy war bonds and all the rest of that, to contribute. It was their home, and it was about their perception of the culture and the value, and as in all cases, the modern politically correct approach may say, why would someone who lived in that culture support slavery? Well, no one in 1861 knew who was going to win the war in 1865, and if you did something that didn't help the Confederacy and the Confederacy won the war, then you had damaged your position. And so it was in self-enlightened self-interest as much as it was in anything else. So that story's not well told, and that's part of what we want to do. It's about history with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. It's not about any other perceived agenda by anyone who's not inside the organization.
And while we're focusing on tomorrow night's presentation, let me give you an opportunity to talk about the Sol Ross camp and who can get involved and how often do you meet and how does one go about finding you guys on a regular basis?
Well, their direct membership is restricted to those who have Confederate ancestors, and that can be a collateral line, uncles or cousins and this sort of thing. We have several members in the camp who are what we call associate members, and they don't have Confederate ancestors. In fact, my chief of staff is a Union veteran descendant, and he joined and helps us significantly in all kinds of activities. We have a number of things that we do every year. One, in April each year, we go and flag all the known Confederate graves in the county, which is over 200. We have monthly meetings. So far, they've been at the Longhorn Tavern from February through October. Our November, December, January meetings have conflicts, so we don't do those. We do a number of service projects. Last year, we helped the Black Cemetery Association clean that cemetery, and we have procured headstones and marked several unmarked graves for people. We have an ongoing scholarship program for high school senior, and we do living history programs in other venues. So we're publicly active talking about history of the era. And you can look up the Sons of Confederate Veterans national website. It's scv.org. There is a Texas Division website, which is scvtexas.org. And you can call me if you just want to talk to me. And my number is 693-8192. That's my office day number, and I'll be glad to talk to you about how you can join.
And obviously you can learn more tomorrow night by going to the meeting.
Absolutely.
Again, the program starting at 7 at Longhorn Tavern in downtown Bryan. Again, the Black Soldier in the War Between the States, the program, and again, the Sol Ross Camp 1457, bringing some highly experienced gentlemen in to teach us a few things.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Bill, I appreciate the time this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Bill Boyd is the camp commander of Sol Ross Camp 1457, the Sons of the Confederate Veterans here in Bryan College Station, visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.